All right, listeners, ready to skip the line for Ireland in 2025. Today, we're taking a shortcut through the wild world of university applications.
A shortcut?
Yeah, specifically for anyone aiming for Ireland's January 2025 intake.
Oh, okay, got it.
You know, most people only hear about September intake, but January has its own perks.
Right.
And we're going to break it all down using this awesome guide from Serum Education.
Oh, cool. Is that like a university ranking site?
Kind of, but not really. It's called January Intake in Ireland 2025. All you need to know.
Yep.
And Serum Education. They're all about helping international students figure out this whole studying abroad thing.
So they've got the inside scoop on Ireland.
Exactly. And one of the biggest things they highlight is less competition for January intake.
Less competition. I mean, I guess that makes sense. But like, what's the real advantage for someone applying?
Well, think about it. Less competition could mean it's a bit easier to get accepted into your dream program.
Oh, okay. So better chances of getting in.
Maybe even better chances for scholarships, too. And on top of that, the guide also mentions you've got more time to sort out those pesky visa applications.
Oh, visas. Yeah, this can be a pain. So January intake gives you a bit of breathing room.
Exactly. While everyone else is scrambling for September, you've got those extra few months to get everything in order.
That's smart. I like it already.
Me too. Now, let's talk about where you could actually be studying. The Serum Guide lists some big names. University of Galway, University of Limerick, even Dublin City University.
Those are some big players. Are they like the top universities in Ireland?
They're definitely up there. And the good news is Ireland takes its higher education seriously. The Higher Education Authority, or HEA, makes sure standards are top-notch across the board.
Okay, so quality education, check.
Then you've got quality and qualifications. Ireland, or QQI for short, they focus on making sure your Irish degree is recognized around the world.
So double check on global recognition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what about these specific universities? What makes them stand out?
Well, take the University of Limerick, for example. They've got this incredible state-of-the-art campus with top-notch facilities.
Really? Like what kind of facilities?
Everything. From cutting-edge engineering labs to high-tech sports science centers, it's all about hands-on learning and collaboration.
Wow, that sounds impressive. But hold on. This guy doesn't stop at universities. It also mentions some interesting colleges, like the National College of Ireland and Dublin Business School.
Colleges? How are they different from universities?
Well, they tend to offer more specialized or vocational programs. And here's the kicker. They can be a lot more affordable.
Affordable, you say?
We're talking potentially a master's degree for around 13 lakhs. That's a game changer for a lot of students.
Wow, that's way less than some of those big name universities.
Exactly. So there are options for different budgets, which is awesome. But enough about the logistics. Let's talk about what you could actually study. What kind of academic adventures await in Ireland?
Okay, spill the tea. What kind of courses are we talking about?
Get ready for it.
Yeah.
The guide highlights everything from sports exercise and performance psychology.
Wait, really? They have a whole master's degree on that.
MSc, even. And get this, MSc blockchain technologies.
Oh, wow. That's like the hottest thing right now.
Right. And for those looking to make their mark in the business world, there's always the ever popular MSc International Business Management in Global Brand Management.
Okay, now we're talking. Those are some seriously cool and relevant fields.
Right. These aren't just degrees. They're passports to exciting and in-demand careers. And that's what's so cool about Ireland. They're killing it in sectors like tech and finance.
So it's like you're setting yourself up for success even before you graduate.
Exactly. You're gaining valuable skills that employers are actively seeking. But let's be realistic for a sec. This is a January 2025 intake. When do applications even open?
Yeah, that's a good point. Timing is everything. We don't want to miss the boat.
Don't worry, we've got you covered. The application window is actually pretty generous. It usually opens around June and runs through September.
Okay, that does give you a decent amount of time to get your ducks in a row.
Right. But still, those months can fly by, especially when you're dealing with all the application stuff. So speaking of which, let's break down what you'll need.
Hit me with it.
All right. The Serum Education Guide lists the usual suspects, academic transcripts, a resume, that dreaded statement of purpose.
Ugh, the statement of purpose. That's always a tough one.
Tell me about it. But here's a glimmer of hope. It turns out some institutions, like Dublin Business School and National College of Ireland, they don't actually require a statement of purpose.
Seriously? No statement of purpose? That's huge.
Right. And they don't always ask for recommendation letters either, so that could be a major weight off your shoulders.
Right. Okay, that's a definite win in my book. What else is on the checklist?
Usual suspects, passport copies, proof of English proficiency. You know the drill. Anything you'd recommend focusing on there?
Honestly, it's all about being organized and paying attention to detail. Make sure you've got all the right documents, everything's in order, and you're submitting everything on time.
Basically, don't give them any excuses to say no.
Exactly. Now, so far, this January intake is sounding pretty sweet, but let's get real for a sec. Are there any potential downsides? Anything we should be prepared for that maybe isn't in the brochures?
That's a great point. The brochures always make everything look so glamorous. What about the whole adjusting to a new culture thing?
Ah, yes, the culture shock. That's something to consider for sure,
yeah.
Especially when you're landing in January.
January? What's wrong with January?
Well, imagine this. You step off the plane in Ireland. It's beautiful, it's magical, but it's also the middle of winter.
Okay, so it's a bit chilly, but hey, at least it's not raining cats and dogs, right?
Sure enough. But those shorter days and colder temperatures can definitely take some getting used to, especially when you're trying to navigate a new city, maybe even a new language.
So it's not just about academics. It's about adjusting to a whole new way of life in the heart of winter.
Exactly. And that can be a challenge for even the most seasoned traveler. So my advice, be prepared to embrace the cozy.
Embrace the cozy? What does that even mean?
Think warm sweaters, hot chocolate by the fire, cozying up in a traditional Irish pub with some new friends.
Okay, that part doesn't sound too bad. But seriously, how do you make sure you thrive, not just survive, in that kind of environment?
It's all about being proactive. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Connect with other students, both local and international.
So basically, don't be a hermit.
Exactly. Irish universities are known for their welcoming atmosphere. There's a real sense of community, so tap into that.
Find your tribe.
Exactly. And remember, those cozy pubs aren't just for show. They're actually a big part of Irish culture. A place to relax, socialize, and maybe even catch some live music.
Okay, now we're talking. So it's not all bad news on the January front. Just be prepared for a different kind of experience.
Exactly. And remember, even with a bit of winter chill, Ireland's warmth and hospitality shine through.
I like the sound of that. But let's get back to the practicalities for a moment. We've talked about the application process, the challenges of adjusting, but what about the reason most people go abroad to study in the first place?
Visas. Oh, yes. Visas. The golden ticket to your Irish adventure. And here's where choosing January might give you a slight advantage.
So we've talked about getting into a program in Ireland those first few months and that Irish university vibe. But now, fast forward, you're all dressed up in that graduation gown, diplomas within reach, and you're thinking, what's next? What about those students who've fallen in love with Ireland and aren't quite ready to leave after graduation?
That's where Ireland really rolls out the red carpet. You see, they get it. International grads bring a lot to the table, and they've actually made it pretty smooth to shift from student life to, you know, actually building a career there.
Okay, enough with the suspense. What are these post-study options we're talking about?
They've got this thing called a post-study work visa, right? And it lets grads stick around and get some work experience, which is gold in today's job market.
Hold on, back up. How long are we talking here? Spill the beans.
2 years. How about that?
2 years.
Yeah.
That's not just dipping your toes in. That's practically becoming Irish.
That's a pretty sweet deal, right? 2 years is a game changer. Gives you breathing room to explore different careers, network, really make a name for yourself.
Especially for someone who went the January intake route. Finish up in December, then bam, 2 years to get a foothold.
Yeah.
That's thinking ahead.
Exactly. Shows how much Ireland values having international talent around.
Okay, I'm on board with the idea. But realistically, how easy is it to actually land a job? Are Irish employers really keen on international grads?
Well, Ireland's economy is booming right now, especially in things like tech, finance, pharmaceuticals, and guess what? They need skilled people to keep that momentum going.
Supply and demand, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly, those in-demand courses we talked about are looking even better.
Exactly. Choosing the right program isn't just about following your passion. It's about having skills that employers actually need.
Best of both worlds. A top-notch education, and a chance to launch a global career, all while living in the Emerald Isle.
And let's not forget those little extras. Honing your skills, building your network, soaking up one of the most welcoming cultures out there. You can't put a price tag on that.
So we've covered a lot today, the January intake A to Z, universities, the courses, visas, the job market. Where does that leave our listeners who are now daydreaming about Ireland?
Hopefully feeling excited, informed, ready to take that next step. Because knowing stuff is great, but actually using it is where the magic happens, right?
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this and feeling that little spark, don't ignore it. dive deeper, do your research, reach out to people.
Because next year, you could be the one sipping a Guinness in a cozy pub, not just dreaming about Ireland, but actually living it.
And that wraps up another deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, happy exploring.